Well, Jocelyn, first of all, congratulations. Headed to Cornell College in Mount Vernon. What made Cornell the one for you?
So I liked the small school atmosphere. It's just really welcoming. And then Cornell has this really cool block program where you take one class at a time instead of the regular semester with five classes. And so that was kind of just what brought me there.
Well, what do you want to study when you get to Cornell?
I'm planning on doing biochemistry on the pre-med track.
Yeah, medicine has been a big part of your family. Your grandpa, I think, is pretty well known around here, isn't he?
Yeah, that's where that comes from. He definitely is one of my biggest role models, so I just want to follow in his footsteps.
Let's talk about tennis now. Pretty solid season for you this year. Just talk about your tennis season. You know, what you think of it so far?
I think we've had a really good season. I've really enjoyed playing doubles with Olivia. That was never my favorite thing, but this year I've gotten into the swing of doubles, and I've started to really enjoy that. And then just overall, I think our team has done really well. We've lost some good players in the past, but we've kind of just held our ground.
What has made you kind of maybe like doubles a little bit more this year? Is it success and, you know, being, you know, with Olivia and seeing that chemistry grow?
Yeah, Olivia and I have gotten really close this year, I think. And then I just like being aggressive. So when I'm able to get up at the net and just tap it in and see that volley get put away, that's really exciting.
What goes into a good doubles team? Obviously the chemistry and knowing, being on the same page with each other, but what else is, you know, involved in that?
I think a lot of it is not getting down on yourself. You know, Olivia and I, we don't get mad at each other, and so that's where that works for us. And just knowing where to put the ball is, because obviously the other team has two players too, so they're getting to things much easier than in singles. So you just have to know where they're not and put the ball there.
And, talking about your singles season this year, how's that going? Obviously, it's something that you know, you're out there by yourself, so you can't depend on anyone else out there.
I think it's gone pretty well. I think I've played some really good players, and I've been pretty consistent. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Looking towards the future, I know the season's starting to wind down, but you know, this Saturday you've got the team regionals, and then you'll have the individual regionals. What's a goal of, you know, coming in the next couple of weeks of the season?
I'd really like to make it to state. That'd be really cool. I don't know where I'm going to be put. I don't know if I'll play singles or doubles yet, but it'd be really cool. Make it my senior year after not having a junior year.
Yeah, let's talk about that, though. You know, what's that like being out here playing where, you know, a year ago we were all kind of sitting at home doing really nothing?
I'm just very thankful I've gotten this season. Tennis is kind of my outlet, so not having that last year was really hard on me, especially when they closed the courts and I just had to sit there and wait. And so this year I've just really been thankful for every opportunity I've gotten with tennis.
What are other activities you've been involved with high school?
I've done studio dance and then the high school dance team.
And then when you get to Cornell, what's some things that you hope to do there in your first season as tennis? Obviously, you're going to be with a lot of players who were this good players at their high schools as well.
I would just like to really work on bettering myself as a player. I mean, obviously high school and college are completely different sports-wise, and so I just would like to see myself grow more than anything.
Congratulations again. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.